జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ గోపీ జనవల్లభా గిరిధారి గోపీ జనవల్లభా గిరిధారి జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ యశోదానంద హృదయ నందన మనసాది జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారీ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరిధారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్యభవృష్ణ గోపకుండ రాధా కుండ బృందావన్ గంగామాయి కి జయ, యమునామాయి కి జయ, తులసిదేవి కి జయ, భక్తిదేవి కి జయ, హిందువార్తా ధామ కి జయ, సామవేద భక్తులకి జయ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు యస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు యస్, థాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్.
యాక్చువల్ activity, rupai, and with form. Vipavyante. Translation. The supreme cause of all causes, Narayana, is situated in his own abode in the spiritual world, but nevertheless, he controls the entire cosmic manifestation according to the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. In this way, all living entities are awarded different qualities, different names, such as Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, different duties according to the Varnashrama institution, and different forms. Thus, Narayana is the cause of the entire cosmic manifestation.
Jina sadhavani yami bhava ajastatvatamomaya gunanamakyarupai vibhavanti yathadasam. So, Supreme Controller is Narayana or Krishna. Krishna also explains here in this Shastra, we understand that Narayana is the Supreme Controller. In many other places, the same thing is explained. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarva Saprabhava Mattat Sarvam Pravattat. So Narayana, the Vedic mantra also the same thing. Eko Narayana Asi. In the beginning, Narayana was there. So Narayana is not alone. When you say the king is coming, it does not mean the king is coming alone. King is coming with his ministers, with his secretaries, with his military forces, bodyguards, many thousands. Similarly, when he speaks, he goes Narayana Asi. Narayana Parakam Bhaktya. It does not mean that Narayana is alone. Narayana is always, if the king can be surrounded by so many officers and ministers, the Narayana is the supreme king. How he is surrounded by paraphernalia, we can just think of. The Narayana Dham, the Vaikuntha Dham, there are millions and millions of Vaikuntha Dham in this spiritual world, as we see in this material world. And in each planet, Narayana is there. In different forms, that is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Different forms means Narayana has the same form, four hands, with four symbolic weapons, and simply changing. Sankhachakra-gada-padra-gada-sapra-sankhapadra, like that. These things are expressed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. From the Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, Narayana is there. And among these Vaikuntha planets, there is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. That is described in the Brahma Sangita. Chintamani Prakara Salamasu Kalvavrit Kalakyam Vrikesu Suravi Daviparayam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sivamanam Govindavadi Purusam Tamam Vajar. There is the Goloka Vrindavan, the description is there. There are also trees, there are also animals, and Krishna is there, and he is being served by Lakshmis, the gopis, sasa sata sambrava sepamalam, with great respect, they are serving. These descriptions are there. Their trees are desired. Whatever you want from that tree, you'll get. The cows are Suravi cows. Means you can draw milk as many times as you like and as much as you like. Suravi is Abhiparayantam. So, when you speak of Vrindavan, it is not imagination. In the Shastra, there is description. How Krishna is there, what he is doing. Especially it is mentioned, Suravi Abhiparayantam. Krishna has got this hobby. Just like our hobby, dog Abhiparayantam. We give every one of us, especially in the Western countries, a dog. So why not Krishna eating so many cows? What is the difficulty? But so he intentionally, he becomes a cowherd boy. That is his pleasure. Just like here, three minute particles of God, he has got so many hobbies. But here, because nothing can be present here without being in Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Whatever is there in this material world, bad or good, the similar things are there in the spiritual world. The difference is, here everything bad, and there everything good. That is the difference. Here we have made bad and good, it has no meaning. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami, he has explained the conception of bad and good in this material world. He says, Daitya Bhatra Bhatra Sakali Sama. Ehi bhara, ehi manna, sam mano dhara. In the world of duality, this is the world of duality. So, there is absolute world. That is spiritual world. But here there is duality, bad and good. You cannot understand bad without having some conception of good. And you cannot understand good without having some conception of bad. You require the opposite. So, in the spiritual world, this duality conception is absent. Everything is absent. We have to understand this theoretically at the present moment. But there, everything is Chintamani. Everything is alive, spiritual. So Narayana's place is there. Sadhamani. That is his own abode. This is also Narayana's abode. This material world. Just like a king. King's kingdom is long. Very widespread. But still he has got a palace. That is Sadhamani. Everywhere is property, government property. But still there is a government house, particular. Similarly, everything belongs to God. Ishava samidam sadmam. Everything. Everything God's property. Bhoktaram jantadavasam. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the proprietor. But still, he has got his own abode. That is Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhilaka bhuta. That is God. He is always there. He hasn't got to go out for some business. No. He hasn't got to work for maintaining his character. No. He is complete and is staying there. Just like Krishna, it is said in the Shastra, Vrindavanam Paritrajana Padamitam Gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't go anywhere. He is always existing there. But still, he is everywhere. That is his inconceivable potential. Goloka eva nivasati akilat bhuta. We are limited. I am sitting here, I am not in my apartment. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is in his abode. Goloka Vrindavan, he doesn't leave that place anymore. But he will find Krishna everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akilat bhuta. Don't think that Krishna is not here. Krishna is here. You see, personally, Krishna is present here. Don't think that it is not Krishna, it is some stone statue. No. It is Krishna. But because you cannot see Krishna, he is appearing just as you may see. But you cannot see without stone and wood. Therefore, it is called Achyavigraha, Achyavatar. Achyavatar, therefore, Achy Vishnu Siladhi, Guru Sunaramati, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, Narati. Forward. Never think as the Vigraha. The form of the Lord as stone or wood, Akshi Vishnu Siladhi. One who thinks like that, Guru Sunaramati, and the spiritual master as ordinary human being. Akshi Siladhi, Akshi Vishnu Siladhi, Guru Sunaramati, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Vaishnava, who has become devotee, to accepting belonging to some caste or nation or something. No. He doesn't belong to anything. Never to think that he is American Vaishnava, he is Indian Vaishnava, he is Brahman Vaishnava, he is Kshatriya. No. This is Jati Buddhi, classification. Vaishnava does not belong to any Jati. He belongs to Krishna. Krishna Das. Jive Sarubhai Nitya Krishna Das. Therefore, practically, you can see the members of Krishna consciousness. Some of them are Indian, some of them are European, some of them are Englishmen, some of them are black, some of them are white, some of them are Brahmin, some of them are Hindus. But they do not think anymore that I belong to this category. No. No, or otherwise they could not work. Every one of them completely aware that we are all Krishna. Similarly, Guru is not ordinary human being. Guru Sunaramati, Guru is not ordinary human being. Ordinary human being cannot please Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Krishna Nama Praja. So, anyone who is preaching, he cannot be considered as ordinary human. Even though Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained this, that why not ordinary being? His son, he's calling his father or his relatives. They are taking him as ordinary. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, still he is not ordinary. Why? Because he is preaching Krishna consciousness. Vaishnava Vyasi Buddhi Guru Sunarmati. Sri Vishnu, Pada Siddho, the Ganges water, Jamuna water, to think of ordinary water, these are forbidden. So, Krishna, Guna Nama, Rupai, Vibhavayanti, Jatha, Katham. He has innumerable names and innumerable forms. According to the necessity, unlimited forms, Narayana, Govinda, Krishna, thousands and thousands of names. But he is situated in his own place and he is governing the whole creation. Isavasamidam sarvam. That is the basic mantra. Everything is being controlled by him. How he is controlling, how he is witnessed, that he will explain in the next verse. How Shudra, Agni, Khang, Maru, Deva, Soma, Sandha, Ahani, Disha, Tang, Kul, Sam, Dharma, Iti, Cheti, Dayasa, Shakshina. This is explained. Next verse. How he is controlling, how things are managed, we can see practically that in universal affair, how things are being managed. Exactly in the right time, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, and they are working exactly to the time. In this season, the sun is staying. During daytime, so many hours, exactly you find. Not that this year he is staying from 6 to 6, and next year he is not again. No, there is no question of accident. The same day, same month, and the same appearance of the sun and the moon, everything. And still we say there is no God. God is dead. There is no controller. This is foolishness. Mura. The mura has the access. Mura means that. One who has no knowledge. It is common sense affair. But if everything is going on so nicely, how I can think of there is no controller? In your house, in your office, if everything goes very nicely, systematically, there is the director, there is the manager, superintendent, and everything is very nice. And without these things, how the whole universal affair can go so nicely? That is not accident. That there was a chunk and immediately became this and that. No. There is no accident. Maya dhasena prakriti ishvati sacharatana. There is no question of accident. Krishna says, under my supervision, everything is going on. So Narayana, or Krishna, is controlling everything. And this material world is made of three modes of material beings. Tatama, Dhajama, Tama. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. The Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing. Prakriti, this material nature is working under three modes of material nature. Rajagun, tamagun, rajagun. And the rajagun, the material world is created. And satagun, the material world is maintained. And the tamagun, this material world is dissolved or ended. This is the way going on. So, Satogon, maintenance in charge is Vishnu himself. Without Vishnu, nobody can maintain. Just like one contractor, he can manufacture a very big skyscraper building. But to maintain it requires another management. How to manage and maintain. And disillusion, anyone can bread will be spice of these three things are going on. So the maintenance in charge is Narayana. He is expansion, Vishnu. Vishnu. Vishnu is supplying all the needs of power. We have so many living entities innumerable. But Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, He supplies all our needs. Just like father, He supplies the needs of the family. Children. Family, Vishnu is maintaining. Eko to bahunam vinadatikam. So many different varieties of living entities, and they have got different demands, different necessities. Everything is supplied. Eko to bahunam vinadatikam. That is all. So we cannot declare independence. That is not possible. There is no independence. We are completely dependent on Vishnu. There is no doubt about it. You cannot manufacture your necessity, all the necessity. You can manufacture some motor car or some needle or this or that, but you cannot manufacture the primary necessities of life. That is not possible. When there is scarcity of food, you cannot manufacture in your factory. That is not possible. That you have to receive from Vishnu, from God. That is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita that annad bhavanti bhutan. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Anna means food grains. Or even you say that my anna, my food is animal. That's all right. Either you eat animal or vegetable or food grains, it is supplied by God. You cannot manufacture it. Suppose I am eating vegetables, you are eating meat. But means you cannot manufacture a vegetable also. That is supplied by God. He goes to Bhuram Vidudati, Tama. Whatever our necessities are there, it is supplied by God. Krishna. So he advises this world, although Krishna supplies everything, but still you have to work. You have to work. This material world means karma sandha. Without working, you cannot live. You have to work. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, karma jaya karmana. Sarira jatra vite na prasiddhe ta karma. Do not stop working. Some foolish people say that we are not working. We are working for Krishna. It is not that we are not working. Working is necessary here. But the difference is, a bhakta is working under the direction of Krishna, and non-devotees are working under the direction of Maya. That is the difference. Therefore, bhakti and ordinary work for me, it looks similar. Similar. That these men, they are also working, they are also cooking, they are also going to the press, they are also typing, they are this. So, what is the difference between bhakti and karma? The difference is that we are working for Krishna. And Ada Sarvasini for Maya. That is it. So, Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vajyarga Mucchati. Working is not stopped. Our Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, they retire from their ministerial service. They went to Vrindavan. But the work increased. When their ministers were sleeping 13 hours, but when they went to Vrindavan, they had no time to sleep even for 2 hours. That is Vrindavan life. That is Vrindavan life. Then no. Time. Tattātu unnamasi samandala patisanen sadātu chava. Hutyāgīna ganesha kau karunaya kaupīna tanthāsu kau. These are the description of the Goswami. That by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they retired from ministerial job. Tattyātu unnamasi samandala patisanen. Mandalapati is a very, very big man, society. Minister, his business was his big, big man. Who can see the minister? The Jamindar is a big business. So, he gave up that association. Then what? He began, Bhutya Dina Ganesako Karunaya Kopina Kantasi. He took up in a small lion club. You have seen the picture of those times. Why? Just to show compassion and mercy to the whole world for suffering. So how much business he increased? He was minister of a state. Now he has to do good to the whole world. How much responsibility is this? Nāna sāstra vichāra nehita nipuno sadharma samasthāpako. They had to establish real purpose of religion, sadharma samasthāpako. So, presented so many books so that they may understand what is the meaning of religion. Nāna sāstra, nāna means varieties of sāstra. Vicharani, after deliberation, you will find therefore Bhaktivinoda Samrita Sindhu or any book written by the Goswamis, all giving reference from the Shastra. Nana Shastra Vicharani, you can know. Tadhadma, Rukhana Chitukarini. So Vaishnava, the servant of Narayana, Narayana Parasadvina Kutasthana Vidmati. They are not afraid to go anywhere for the service of Narayana. Narayana Parasadvina Kutasthana Vidmati. Because Narayana has got so many widespread government as Narayana servant, Narayana Para, they have to go everywhere. Narayana Parasadvina Kutasthana Vidmati. They are not afraid. No, I will have to go to such distant place. No friend, no money. How shall I go? No, Narayana is there. Narayana para. No, Vibhuti, not afraid. Then I am going to die or leave. It doesn't matter. I must go. It is the order of Narayana. This is the word. Narayana Pala Sarpi, Na Kutasana Vidvati, Sarga Apavardhana Rakhi Sati, Tulla Sadarshana. Narayana order, go to hell and preach. Yes. Tulla Sadarshana, if you send me in heaven or hell, I don't mind. Thank you very much.